fighting to combat tyranny, one state at a time, starting with Wisconsin. This is the Badger State Resistance Podcast, brought to you by Liberty and Freedom. And welcome back to the Badger State Resistance Podcast. I am your host, Justin, along with me, Lee. How are we doing?
What's up, you fascists?
Oh, goodness.
Maybe we should start it over.
I'm just kidding.
Well, my goodness. So the Green Day Llama, boy, did they absolutely lose their fucking minds.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point of no return. No return.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know where to even begin with that.
What's the point?
But the, I mean, so very long story short is you have a liberal think tank ran by a, you know, quote unquote major air quotes conservative, and you know, he has allowed, you know, people to be trashed, you know, photos of individuals' families, you know, especially mainly conservatives, right, to go on and,
yeah,
and all this, I mean, it's been going on.
Basic social media mocking, right. It's basically trolling.
Trash. Yeah, exactly. Right, it's just trash. But the second that we went in there and made a simple comment.
You called them a pea brain. You didn't even call them a pea brain. You put vegetable.
Right. I put the actual little pea sign.
Right.
So, you know, they just absolutely could not handle it. So they went out and, you know, banned us along with multiple other conservatives. I'm actually hearing from other individuals that, you know, they've been banned as well. So they're pretty much cleaning house, going to their liberal think tank. And, yeah.
Well, right. I mean, and we haven't spoken really all that much since the election. But I think it's, you know, it's pretty for those that don't know, Green Bay has now leans very liberal from the mayor now to the city council, which is just taking its oath of office, I think, yesterday, and has announced a new president, new vice president, has some super wackos on it that doesn't know the difference between a male and female. You know, the most basic liberal garbage that you can possibly think of at this point in time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, boy. Whatever. I don't even really want to spend a whole lot of time on them because they're just a bunch of idiots, is what it really comes down to. I mean, literal fucking idiots. I mean, these are some of the trashiest people that are in Northeast Wisconsin. And quite frankly, you know, that group, the majority of its membership actually give the city of Green Bay a really bad name.
Of course they do.
And, you know, it's not what this part of the country believes. In large part, this is a group of fringe individuals that just would rather sit around and watch each other stroke themselves off.
No. So. Well, that's the real confusion about this group, is that somehow the majority of them... Wait, the comment that you made was, most of these people are pea-brained, and what they don't understand is that what you just brought up, that point, is that hey, you're making this comment because most of the people that make comments, it's not even close to 7,000 people actually make any sort of comment on there. I mean, it's just the same people that make the same stuff over and over. And so, you know, a lot of times people come up to me and say, go to you and say, why are you even on this page? And it's just like, you know, because I love, you know, you love, I love watching it stir up, you know, stir up conversation, and it's not, you're not going to change, excuse me, you're not going to change their mind, but you might actually change the mind of somebody who's not active in that page, meaning they just read what's happening. And so those are the people that we really want to make aware, like, hey, if you don't know the basic, you know, anatomy of a male or female, I'm sorry, but it really comes down to, you know, there's public pools and such that, you know, we would rather enforce bathroom policies and make sure that our little girls and our little boys are going to the correct areas to change. And you don't have issues like Planet Fitness where you have, you know, adult men going into women's bathrooms and shaving and doing all the things and exposing themselves and whatnot, because that's the grossest part of America as far as I'm concerned.
Right, absolutely. All right. So we have a bunch of assholes nationwide that are deciding to block traffic. But I'm going to say something, and I want to be really blunt, actually, about this. I think there's actually a bigger group of assholes. And you might disagree with me.
Ooh.
Maybe. The police departments in such areas that are not arresting these people and city officials that are not demanding that these individuals be arrested.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, San Francisco, Chicago, you know, other major cities, PDs, I think are filled with a bunch of dumbasses running these departments that should be removing these individuals immediately and from blocking traffic and putting them in jail. I'm all fine with peaceful protests, but the Constitution does not protect people from infringing on others' constitutional rights. So, and by blocking roadways, you are blocking their ability to freely move about the country. As stated in the Constitution, therefore they are breaking the law. If they want to stand on the fucking sidewalk and with their stupid signs, then stay on the sidewalk. But police departments, you absolutely have an obligation and a responsibility to the people that are law-abiding, that do follow the Constitution and the law, to remove these jerks off the road. Go ahead, Lee.
No, I'm not going to disagree with you. I think obviously that starts with leadership. So whether we're talking, you know, leadership at a mayoral level, or if you're talking about at the level of leadership as a you know, a chief or a sheriff or whatever, you know, is the residing police officer, policing force, excuse me. I think that's probably where most of it stems from. But even the individuals that are there every day, there are plenty of times where a police officer will look at a situation and has to make the best decision for safety for all individuals involved. That's even... you know, think about this. If somebody was to, you know, you've seen those videos walking around where people are carrying legally, right? You know, they may be, you know, traveling, but they may be armed, whether it's just, you know, an AR-15 slung or, you know, they have some kind of pistol. What is the first thing the officer does most of the time is say, hey, would you mind if I take, you know, if I take control of this weapon right now? And in most cases, like, hey, people would hand that over just so everybody feels safe. I don't think they would just sit there and like, no, you're not going to touch it. You know, they abide by such a thing. Why is that any different? You know, we've talked about the we've talked about what it means to, you know, it's your constitutional right to be on a roadway is no different from a person that owns a vehicle. You know, that is meant for one reason. It's also completely funded most of the times by most states, and I would look at this heavily to see how much of those roadways are actually funded by fuel taxes and taxes and roadway taxes that are involved, which in most cases these assholes are not paying those taxes. So it's almost kind of like taxation without representation from the standpoint is, hey, I've paid my taxes for to use these roadways, and now you're not allowing me to use them. That's right. I would look at it that way. And I would look at it the way I started in saying, hey, it is safe to remove people and allow them to protest in a proper manner, which is not in the middle of a freeway in most cases, or any kind of highway or whatever.
Right. You know, and I think that state governments have a responsibility to put in a law that protects, you know, motorists that...
Yeah, absolutely. That Florida's got it right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that hits one of these individuals.
Yeah. I was actually going to tell you to go to that... These idiots that put their hands in buckets of cement and rebar. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that. How stupid.
Well, yeah, then he's bitching about and whining about the pain about...
Because there's... I mean, look at those assholes that had to stop oil and over in Europe, okay? And they ended up gluing themselves with that cement.
That was like the worst.
Which then that particular cement eats skin. So essentially...
Go ahead. All concrete's going to give you cancer.
Correct.
Ooh, yeah, right. If you inhale it, if you put it on your skin, it's you know... It's it's no different from any other chemicals that are used.
Right. So how stupid. But you know, the best thing was the anti-protesters that, or the protester of the protesters that went into the Stop Oil banquet, and they brought in a bunch of orange balloons because that's the color or whatever, and they had tied those fire alarms to them, and this was like cathedral ceilings. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it was a former you know, a decommissioned cathedral or Catholic church. It was just louder than hell. There's like 25 of these alarms going off, and they're 60 feet up into this building, and no ladder's going to get those. Now you're going to have to call in, you know, a massive lift. And, you know, I think that was warranted, and I think it's funny as hell. You want to troll people, you want to fuck with people's lives on a consistent basis. Again, you know, stop them from being able to move about freely, or, you know, whether it's in some foreign country or here in the United States. Yeah. Well, then you absolutely deserve to be trolled, and your shit should get ruined.
Well, and the Supreme Court's talking about that right now. They're talking about whether or not what constitute as interrupting a federal, you know, how you want to put it, what is really protected federally, as you know, what would that would warrant January 6th to be called an insurrection, right? Like interrupting, and that's the first thing that they're now asking is, hey, is pulling a fire alarm during a vote you know, considered the same thing?
Right.
Does it go as far as what you just said? What if it's just funded federally, you know, by federal dollars for some reason? Right. You were to, you know, stand up in the State of the Union address and make whatever, because, man, I still think we need to figure out a way to do that.
You know,
maybe we'll start a Green Bay City Council meeting.
Maybe we should. You know, maybe we should. You know, one of the things, you know, the craziest part is these people still continue to go out and they blindly support Hamas. Okay, and look. You and I literally got into an argument with some stupid, another dumb idiot on social media that wanted, and then couldn't believe our stance when we said no more money to foreign countries, which we mean that. Like no more money.
None.
Not to Israel, not to Ukraine.
Not to NATO,
not to Mexico. No, nobody. Until our country is secured and our people are not homeless and our economy is growing, no more money, period.
I mean, look what's happening with the cities right now. They're drowning on their own stupid decisions and making themselves a foundation for illegal immigration. And, you know, they don't have the money for it. They're blowing money left and right, and they'll get bailouts from the federal government, you know, with a person like Joe Biden in there. But it's not, again, it's our taxpayer dollars going to those stupid cities that dedicated themselves to, you know, some kind of ploy for a vote. And so now, instead of protecting our borders and putting the efforts where it needs to be, and, you know, again, we saw the the Mayorkas impeachment being walked over to the Senate in some grandioso fashion. It's kind of stupid, but, you know, we're coming to the point now where it's like, well, you know, we've done what we can. I really doubt the Senate's going to do anything about it, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, our tax dollars are not being, again, it comes down to representation, that's not being pushed in the appropriate manner and usage that it really deserves to be. And so we'll continue to die fiscally as a country. Efficiency wise, we're like the worst possible efficient, you know, financial business, you know, that's ever, or financial sector that's ever existed. I don't even know how to put it. You know, it's the largest employer in the world, but basically, you know, it's complete trash when it comes down to, you know, how the government is run. I think our buddy Jonathan Wickman made a post on X the other day that just, you know, how the federal government's currently working, and yeah, it's just complete chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so back to, you know, Hamas and blindly following and supporting this absolute trash organization that has raped women. which, again, where the fuck is the Me Too movement, you know, when it comes to these terrorist organizations? But yeah, I mean, obviously we know that that's all trash and bullshit, and the Me Too movement has been pretty fucking silent. Excuse my language, because I'm a little bit irritated about all of this stuff. It's been a lot of built up, you know, doing the one podcast, but you know, like all the stuff that's coming out with Nickelodeon and all these major actors, P. Diddy, where the hell is the Me Too movement on that whole sure. nonsense? But you know, but then just again,
it's their own side, though.
Of course, you of know, course, it's all it's the people that supported Obama's Me Too, right?
Buddies, yeah.
exactly.
LeBron,
another one. You know, his name, I'm sure, is somewhere on a ledger.
I'm sure D Wade is on there someplace. Mm-hmm. You know, he's so proud of his family, which is fine.
Sure,
but,
You know, so now we have Iran launching, you know, hundreds of missiles at Israel, and I believe out of the 300 initial fired, I believe only one got through. Okay. And it's funny because, of course, everybody's blaming the Iron Dome on the United States and this, that, and the other. But, I mean, but these are the same people that went out and protested against, you know, the war against the Taliban and other terrorist organizations that are now calling for the mass genocide of Israelis, essentially. You know, but then, you know, we'll put coexist stickers on their bumpers of their cars. You know, so they support mass genocide of the Israeli people, you know, based on whatever their I don't even know what word to even use. The fallacy, the simplicity of their mind. I mean, it just everything that these people are doing, you know, the things that they support, it just nothing to me makes sense. I mean, are there questions I think that could be answered by the, you know, the Israeli government, you know, about how the hell, you know, they can shoot down 299 out of 300 missiles, but yet couldn't figure out how to shoot down paragliders that were coming in? I mean, of course, those are questions that I think that normal folks would want an answer to. Where was the was that just that big of a breakdown in intelligence? You know, I don't know. But other than that, I mean, you know, Iran is you know, with Joe Biden as the president, Iran is safe to do whatever the hell it pleases. Well, it
sounds like they have permission, you know, right. to a certain level, you know.
Right.
It only mm-hmm. and he did this thing with you know, with Gaza or with I think what was it? You know, which country was it at the beginning? And he said, "Well, as long as it's limited," or he did with Russia. That's what it was. Russia and Ukraine. It's like, well, you know, I'm not gonna put a hard line on, but it's got to be a limited, you know, type thing. You know, it's like what? What does that even mean? You know, what is a limited attack actually mean? Which is pretty much, I think, what they gave Iran, and we basically said, hey, we want to blow some steam off and drop some rockets, go ahead, we're gonna, you know, knock them down and make you look good, you can look good like you took some action, but then, you know, we're gonna look good because it's not even like something's gonna happen. I still think Israel's gonna hit back, because, you know, if somebody obviously attacked the United States, and with how many numbers, whether they were, you know, destroyed or not, we would still retaliate, or, you know, that person would, whoever is the president right. at the time would definitely be held as a weak leader if they didn't, you know, push back in some form or manner. But there, to me, you know, I think we posted that video of that young Iranian woman, and I think she hits it on the head, is that the, you know, the actual Iranian people, you know, I think it was in a photo that kind of said it all. You had the, you know, you had the actual Iranian embassy that was still standing, but the actual, you know, Iranian Republic Army or whatever military facility was destroyed. And those seems to be two different directions. Oh, I have always been conflicting, and it really comes down to the regime trying to protect itself to a level that they believe that Israel's capable of doing. There's no doubt in my mind at this point is that Israel could destroy Iran, and it doesn't need quickly. Any, you know, and it wouldn't even need our dollars.
You know,
that's the biggest point.
Really good idea, and actually, I got to give the credit to B.S. Sardin. I think that Israel should find all the pro-LGBTQ groups in Iran and give the arms, the weapons arms that were given to Hamas,
right,
to the LGBTQ community of Iran. And I think that the LGBTQ community worldwide has a responsibility to respond and go fight in Iran. What do you think?
Yeah, and the... Ooh, and all of the crazy leftists on our side, they can go fight it.
I mean, sure. You know, but
but they would probably side with the
Iranians. That'd be the problem.
With the actual regime,
they'd all be killed.
And Hamas,
Right?
And death Hamas, to America.
Right. Yeah, of course, man. You know, I think that's a good idea. Why don't they all go fight? They should all go fight. Hell, even try to go fight Israel for crying out loud. I mean, you know, do their thing. But
yeah. I'm pretty sure Israeli children at the age of 10 probably know how to use a butterfly knife.
Right. Did you see that Donald Trump, that a court tried to bar him from attending his son's graduation?
Yeah, that's still on hold, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that an interesting thing? How, any court that would do that... You know, the judge that would do would you know, implement such a idiotic request, I think that judge should actually be jailed for violating the constitutional right for Donald Trump to be able to attend a public event or even a private event, because I'm assuming that Byron goes to private school. Sure. A private event that in which he pays for out of his own money. You know, I guess I am sounding a little bit tyrannical, aren't I?
No. Well, I mean, the tyrannical aspect is, of course, you've got a judge who has, you know, wife and daughter who are completely liberal-driven. Mm-hmm. I mean, have spoken out against this individual for so long, who can make such a stupid rule to be able to say, hey, you can't go to your own kid's graduation. I mean, that's a pretty stupid thing. So, but we're not... seeing humility in any of these situations. We've seen the prosecutors now attempting to prosecute some kind of federal bullshit charge against what turns out to be a categorization issue in a campaign finance type situation, which is supposed to be a federal situation, but somehow you have a state levels prosecutor handling this. And it's irrelevant where the money was going to. There's plenty of people that have been paid to sign an NDA. You know, it's not anything new, you know. So you can morally say all you want about who it went to. That's fine as far as women and stuff goes. But again, if you're telling yourself that JFK is you know, a better person than Donald Trump, I 1,000% disagree, you know, because he's had his own accusations about what he did when he was in office. Bill Clinton, of course, you know, and so I think there was statements out there that mm-hmm. even like John Podesta that should be under the same charge because they used campaign finances that were labeled as legal fees to pay for the dossier. So there's talk about that as well, where that could be a massive conflict where, again, it's not like any charges were brought up against that, and so it's probably the closest thing that would be to what that, you know, would be wrongly categorized, because it should have been actually it has nothing to do with legalities. It has everything to do with when you're trying to find junk on your, you know, opponent. So.
Right. You know, so last week Donald Trump became under fire by some individuals, including like Matt Walsh and even some others from, you know, Ben Shapiro's group, you know, for the Arizona bill that would essentially ban, you know, all abortions except for obviously with medical, you know, and Donald Trump essentially went out there and said, you know, it goes too far. You know, I gotta say that in the sense of Trump's words saying it goes too far, I think that what Donald Trump, and I think all Republicans nationwide need to figure out how to walk away when any questions of Roe v. Wade or anything come up. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be through action, not talk, how we preserve life in this country. And having discussions is only going to allow Democrats to continue to use Roe v. Wade as their single and only topic for re-election come this November. So I don't know. What do you kind of feel, Lee, when you think about, you know, this whole conversation, people losing it? I mean, Fox News has got something out there that says Trump risks losing key voter base without opposition to Arizona abortion law pro-lifers say. And you know, obviously, I was endorsed in my campaign with Pro-Life Wisconsin. I believe that, you know, life begins at conception. You know, I'm not a big person that's going to sit there and advocate for, you know, a 6-week heartbeat bill or an 8-week, you know, and my personal belief system is that, you know, individuals have a responsibility to educate themselves or use protection when there's plenty of protection, for crying out loud. I mean, shit. If you have unprotected sex, it's not a hard thing to go buy an over-the-counter, you know, Plan B, you know, within that 8 hours, 9 hours, whatever it is after intercourse, you know, just to make sure that you're protected from, you know, having a child with a one-night stand or somebody you really don't want, or maybe the timing isn't right in your life. And I know that they, women, the whole conversation of don't tell me what to do with my body, women, you've lost. I'm sorry, even those of you that support us, you know, that argument is forever gone. And it will forever be gone because of COVID. And I know that most of our listeners are going to support what we say and believe the same thing that we do on that is a non-useful term, I guess. So what are your thoughts?
I think there's a whole new can of worms that's just going to get opened up when you start talking about frozen embryos those who donate sperm, because I think there's a video going around right now on TikTok on some crazy lesbian lib that broke up with her girlfriend but now has a child, and now this individual, because her girlfriend doesn't have any adoption paperwork or anything that's involved with this, and you know, entire plan that they have to have a child together, that now she's going to go after the sperm donor for pay, you know, right, more or less. So, for child support, excuse me. So, so my body, my decision bullshit. Again, you decided to put a donor's, you know, sperm inside you, and you know, to mm-hmm. procreate one of your eggs, and now you have a child, and whatever it comes down to, you know, that itself now. That itself really tells me everything I need to know about, you know, a woman at that gesture. If somebody like that has something to say, then it can only be all or nothing. So in this case, I'm all for, if men are going to be held to this standard, then they have as much right to that baby inside that, you know, that body than anybody else does. I'm sorry, but that's when it comes to father's rights. So now when it comes to Donald Trump, as far as, you know, Donald Trump made a decision, he boasts about, I don't like to hear him conflict himself. And so I think that's what he runs into sometimes. He boasts about getting rid of Roe, which is fine. This is great. You know, I think that's what you and I always push for, is states' rights. We want that as well.
And that's where he should be sticking to.
And that's where he screwed up, is because now mm-hmm. all of a sudden he decided he wanted to weigh into what Arizona was doing. Right. So now I firmly believe he's getting a lot of this, that his tone has changed from his first presidency to where he is now, because of his daughter. And I think Ivanka is pushing him in certain ways. and then as well as, you know, his wife, which is fine. I think, but I
don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry, but you know the reality is no. You're right.
I mean, yeah, he should have just stayed the hell out of Arizona.
Correct. So. Jake Vandenplas, the Libertarian that ran for the 8th congressional district, mm-hmm. In the last election, 2022. You know, he was asked about his position, and I will tell you that his response for a federal position was the best response. Now, I had a responsibility as a state person seeking a statewide office, you know, Jonathan Wickman and everybody else, you know, Orlando Owens, people that were going to be effectively, you know, that would influence decisions made here in the state, right? Mm-hmm. If elected. But, you know, back to Jake, he would use the comment that, you know, at the end of the day, this is a state issue and should not be determined by, you know, Wisconsin shouldn't have to face their rules based on what California, Illinois, and New York want.
Right? Well, exactly. It comes down to, I think he got involved in a spot that he knows that's a swing state situation, even though I think it's going to be blue. I don't think Arizona has a chance anymore.
No.
I think he looks at Carrie Lake as this individual that he owes a lot of to, because she gives a lot of, you know, for him as a... As an individual that pushes for pro mega type stuff, and so she even came out herself and said that it's wrong what the state does, and that's fine, and she can have that. But again, she's running for a federal position, which makes it, you know, weird that she's talking about it. She can have her own stance. I think it completely conflicts what they've said before. Right. And again, I look at it this way: what's right or what's wrong? If you want to do this right as a Republican, what I would say is that I would force this issue on, you know, if it really is just about the popular vote, because that's what it really comes down to, because it's a state issue, in most cases, it's going to come down to that popular vote. You know, then you should be looking at constitutional amendments as a state, no different from Zuckerbucks. But I think that's a horrible way to do it, that we sit here all in masses and decide, you know, when it's okay to destroy a human being inside the body. Because I think I saw a meme the other day, you know, for some reason when you crack a chicken egg and you're making eggs and you call it an egg. But when you crack that baby, it's, you know, when it's outside of its shell, it's a baby. But when it's inside, you know, for some reason, it's
That's because the ones on the left, the ones that believe in this, actually believe that women, you know, that their egg is some type of yolk.
Well, it's not an egg anymore. That's the thing.
It's a fetus.
It's right. Exactly. It's you've procreated. It's not just an egg anymore.
If chickens still lay eggs, even if there's not roosters.
So you take an egg out of a woman, it's still called an egg. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you take a baby which has been fertilized, you know, an egg that's fertilized, now you're calling it something else, like whatever. It's not. They're both. They're both the same. It's life. That's life. Right. And so. I sleep good because my conscience, you know, I push for those things, and I don't need to contradict myself. I think there was great points made by great people that we've had on so far that go as far as say that baby protects itself in many different forms, shapes, and forms.
Right.
Does it require their mother? Well, of course. That's why you're the mother. That people don't understand this thing. It still requires, you know, whatever to live. Yeah, but there's plenty of elderly people that require things to live. I mean, oxygen, just pulling around an oxygen tank, just riding around in a wheelchair in some cases. For those people who are, you know, that are not mobile in some cases, that is a life source. You know, otherwise, they probably won't be able to get out of their bed in some cases. I mean, people need to have elevators to move up and down steps just to do whatever. Those are life supporting things. Right. You know, they could break their damn neck if they try to go up and down it. I'm tired of people saying that's a direct correlation. Well, it requires this to live. Yes, that's why you're a mother. That's why you're a life. That's why everything happened the way it is. An egg doesn't require you to do that. It doesn't require that. It requires absolutely nothing, no energy from you. But if you decide that you're not going to take care of your baby, whether it's inside you or not, yes, it will die. We've seen this happen
right.
when people leave their children behind to go on stupid vacations.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Well, I think the main topic, and we got a lot to say, and we do have a congressman that we are working to get on this show. We thought we were going to have him on this one, this particular episode, but then, of course, we have to go through different channels, but we'll just leave said individual unnamed for now, maybe. Derek Van Orden, please get your ass on the podcast. I want to say this before
talk about Mike Gallagher first before you
get into Derek. Right, yeah, right. Okay. I just want to say this, and I actually want you to jump into the Mike Gallagher first. Oh, okay. Okay, so, but I want to say this. Not just Republican politicians, but politicians, elected individuals, whether they are school board, county board, county executive, mayors, state reps, state senators, U.S. members of Congress, U.S. senators, fuck the President of the United States. You especially the Republicans, you are consistently trashed on social media, the media. Mm-hmm. You have every word, and a lot of them claim to have every word twisted in a manner where mm-hmm. you have snippets, sound bites, whatever,
yep.
of what they say. We see this with Donald Trump all the time.
Yep.
You have an opportunity with this particular podcast, Derek Van Orden, okay, Mike Gallagher, Robin Vaughs, to come onto this show with hard questions. You're not going to be attacked. You're going to get every opportunity to explain yourself. But that's what I want to ultimately get to is here. We don't filter. We don't snippet. We don't soundbite. We don't edit. Badger State Resistance has never once in the almost 700 episodes that we have, mm-hmm. never once have we edited out anything. It goes right from the machine that we recorded on into the computer and uploaded. And that is what we do.
In our mom's basement.
In our mom's basement.
And I'm glad that you said president, because I think I had mentioned this to you, and this, of course, stems back to election mm-hmm. night, is, you know, groups like us, the people of the Green Bay Llama or plenty of other people that would be considered mainstream Republicans within Wisconsin and other places, they look at us as a complete waste of time and, you know, fringe and all these other different components, but we certainly put our foot forward and we don't drive backwards. It's every step that we take is the foot forward. And I think that's really important to understand because, you know, obviously we're not going to take off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a given Tuesday or noon or whatever time it would be to go over to a Trump rally, knowing that, you know, it's not really formidable to our income and, you know, our dedication to our families and kids or whatever. But we are dedicated to America first, and I think that's really what this America first, hey, even Wisconsin first, you know, in many cases. And so where this is really conflicting to me, and where we get into a lot of scuffles, especially with Republicans, like you mentioned, is that, you know, we put out and said, hey, can we let's shoot for some media passes on this one, and we get looked over right away. You know, I'm okay with saying that, mm-hmm. and people will say, oh, you're gonna whine about it. I'm not gonna whine about it. Again, I just said, hey, you know, it's hard enough getting there to begin with family. I didn't lose sleep over this. I just don't understand why MAGA decides to just put out BS media passes to only those who are going to show and bash him. Now, again,
Daniel Donald
is one of them. All right, so you know, let's look at Wisconsin right now. Is okay with Trump. They've actually been doing pretty well as far as reporting what he's done. But this is about the same time that Daniel Donald was bashing President Trump, going through the January 6th stuff and some other stuff prior to that, and his moves against DeSantis and other Republican candidates. They were all, you know, not, hey, are we going to seriously do this again, Biden v. Trump or whatever? It's because, you know why, it's this simple. It's this simple to answer. He's being persecuted by the establishment, by the government himself. Is that not enough to hand over the Cadillac keys to Donald Trump? It's 1,000% worth it. If he goes to jail, it's still 1,000% worth it just to see the look on their faces when they now have to what? You're either going to shut down an entire prison block and then he's going to run the country out of a prison cell, right? Or they have to let him out and put an ankle bracelet on him. I don't know. What is the point? There's nothing. He would just be president. He'd be
president.
Right, exactly. And so, again, for all these things that they're scheming up to do, these people did nothing in the background to work towards, to be able to say why it was justified to have him back as president. But now they are, and now they're doing it for access. And I think it's cool that regular Joe got him on. That's fine. I didn't listen to it. That's fine. He's always been a Trump supporter. He's never backed down.
Never. He has never.
Right. And so any kind of differences that we may have, and I get bored listening to him once in a while because it's some of the same old, you know, junk back and forth. But it really comes down to at least Joe Gigante works his ass off for what he says. And I don't think that's the same thing with Daniel Donald or Mark Belling and all these guys. I don't, you know, even Vicky McKenna sometimes where she comes around. But I don't believe the words that come out of those people's mouths, where I do believe, you know, that our structure and our poise in social media specifically is poised to battle any of that. You know, the people that we have, the first thing they said to us is, nobody listens to your podcast. I don't care. You know, we have an army of tens of thousands of followers. And times stories of ours have had 7 million hits, 7, 8, 10 million hits where they've been seen. And we're looked at as like, hey, you guys don't really do anything. It's just like, fine. Right. We've done it on multiple platforms. And do we get support? Yes, that's what social media is. Everybody's like, well, it's not your story. It is our story. And, you know, whether it's Libs of TikTok or if it's another huge 30, 50, 100,000 follower on Facebook that retweets or shares it, you know, when we have our own stuff, it's just that Facebook decides to bring us down. That's fine. We don't have enough time all the time to be doing this on X. That's just the truth about it. And we will continue to work as things get closer to the election, when more stuff comes out of these trials. But again, for us not to be able to just say, hey, you know, fine, enjoy it, we'll check out your podcast, to look at the people, because it's not us, it's you.
Right.
It's you that are doing the same thing. And this is where I apologize. Maybe we came off like we're tooting our horn. But it's you. It's those followers that are reposting and sharing this information and battling, you know, to whatever. Because, again, you're not going to change that person's mind who commented. You're going to change the person's mind potentially that just looks at it, that looks at the little battle that's going on, and they say, yeah, that sounds stupid. I don't think we should be using the wrong bathrooms. And so, I would go as far as to say is that, you know, in this thing, that in the recent elections that we've had, bills that have been passed, whether it's the $1.2 trillion in spend that's been passed by some Republicans within our state, or if it's the fact that the FISA bill has, or, you know, actions have been extended without the amendment that would require warrants, I would say that in both cases, and I'll speak to Mike Gallagher specifically in this case, I think it's a true failure. I think it's a failure beyond belief that the individual representing us in the 8th District of Wisconsin, in a federal congressional level, who says that he, you know, not only supports the Constitution, but supposedly had fought for the Constitution and his country, has let the people down beyond any kind of restoration, because he's not only allowing us to go broke and busted, he's now to the point where your Fourth Amendment is, you know, pretty much garbage.
Well, and that goes for a lot of these members of Congress and the people that supported that this bill be passed. You know, obviously we know that, and this is why we're trying to have Derek Van Orden, because he's trying to, you know, explain that this is the reason why he did it is because of something American citizen versus American person. And I want him to explain that to everyone. And you know, we've said before that if we're wrong, we're wrong. But at the end of the day, you know, Lee, you actually probably came up with the best analogy to this whole thing. And that is, you know, if I am granted all of my 2A rights, but that means that everybody in this country is granted their 2A rights.
Whether a citizen or not.
Whether they're a citizen or not. Yeah, I still want my 2A right. Because I'm going to better defend myself against somebody that's attacking me now versus waiting for police, or hope to God that there's even an opportunity to call police, right? To protect me. So myself, my family, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're allowed to organize militia. Mm-hmm. And that's if a federal judge, and we've seen, I don't know if it's at a state or a federal level, but, you know, we've seen situations where people have already been granted to say that, you know, the illegal immigrants that crossed, if they have the right to protect themselves or, you know, buy weapons or whatever, that's the flaw of our own laws right now when it comes to weapons now. So not only do people have to enter, if you want to legally enter the country, you have to go through a process to become a citizen, or maybe you have a green card to work, or, you know, whatever fashion is legally allowed. That is a process. As a citizen of the United States, if you want to purchase a gun, that is a process. Right. You have to go through a process to be able to get that. My question is what is the process that you're going to now make that individual who is an illegal immigrant, so as far as I'm concerned, has broke laws for not doing it right. I don't think it's that hard to see. How are they going to be law-abiding individuals now with that weapon? I actually think in most cases, I don't care. I really don't care. I just don't think that if you're going to do that, that you specifically, as the federal government, are the ones who should be restricted in how I then get mine, because, or I should get, I won't say how many I have, but more of mine, I should say. But that's the conversation that needs to be had. It's just like, well, you've now. Streamline the process of what it means to go get a weapon, because again, the basis of which to get a weapon to begin with has now been changed, and so any laws that you think you have in effect are pretty much garbage. It's just like any immigration laws at this point are considered garbage.
Nothing's followed anymore. It's not followed, and you know, the Constitution of the United States has been since Biden's inauguration has been trampled on a daily basis.
That's on police forces, as you mentioned before.
Yeah,
this whole selective, you know, like whatever.
Yeah,
it's not good. This should be about your community and the Constitution, and that's it.
You know, if you're a police officer, I would love for you to join this show, and I want you to talk to us about it. You know, we'll keep your name anonymous if you feel that's what you need for protection. We have no problem doing that. Coming up with, you know, we'll call you RoboCop, whatever the hell you want, kindergarten cop, whatever you want to be called. You know, the reality, right? Great movie.
Both movies.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but the reality is, you know, at some point, police departments, and I've seen a couple of videos recently where individual officers have taken on their police chiefs before acting foolish. such as public intoxication. But either or, you know, nor here nor there, I should say. The reality is at some point, police departments have a responsibility to start protecting the rights of those, all citizens, not the rights, the non-right of an individual or five individuals or 35 individuals that want to, you know, barricade themselves across, you know, federal highways or state highways to obstruct traffic, you know, poor people trying to get to O'Hare Airport, you know, to catch their flights, literally ditching their cars. They're seen ditching their cars.
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, here's the...
Right, you know, keep it. Yeah, keep it, right, exactly. You know, because now those people not only have to, you know, go on their vacation wondering what
those
the fuck happened.
Those are probably rentals at the beginning.
Right, and you know, and I got to be honest, I was actually talking to a guy at work, you know, yesterday about that, and then I said, you know, I probably would ditch my rental too and just say, hey, you know what? You know what hurts? But you know who
hell of a chargeback,
right? But you know, but I would say please send the bill to the, you know, Chicago Police Department for enforcing the law, because yeah, you're not getting paid by me.
Yeah,
go pick up your car.
Yeah,
I gotta catch this flight. I'm going the fuck home or on vacation, wherever the hell I'm going.
Just say your credit card was stolen. One that you have on.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, they stole it from me.
Yeah. So Chicago PD will be more than happy to.
I'm sure they would investigate it anyways. Yeah.
Of course. You know, but yes,
speaking of Chicago, before we get off of Chicago, 34 shooting incidents, 48 people shot, 7 deaths in one weekend that got over 70 degrees. Wow.
Wait until the summer.
Oh, man.
Just wait until the summer.
Summer of Love 2.024.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right.
I think that stat came across, and even, you know how young my daughter is, and she's like, what does that mean? And I'm like, can you imagine explaining that to a child, that people are what it means that when they say...
But this is what Democrats do every single time. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. No, just she's just like, what does that mean, that it's nice out so bad people come out? And I'm like, I looked her in the face, yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Yes. They get ballsy. They can run easier.
Yeah,
it's just, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the reason for it is. I mean, I guess people are just more out and about. But
it's cold, period.
Right.
You know, who wants to walk the streets when you're, you know, trying to...
Every time we have a presidential election, the last three cycles, what have we seen?
Yeah, well, as far as the summers go, yeah.
Yep. And I definitely believe that Milwaukee will be disgusting record highs. Chicago will be record highs. I'm sure Phoenix will be terrible. Los Angeles will be terrible. New York City, look at that. They didn't even care that it was cold. And look at the nonsense going on in New York City.
Yeah.
You know, Baltimore.
Subways, yeah.
Baltimore is going to be under massive pressure, especially considering that bridge, which I don't buy any of it.
Somebody was saying that that bridge, that was supposedly weapons coming out of Baltimore that potentially could be used in Ukraine or other places.
Wouldn't that be an interesting fact?
I mean, that's why it was a potential target. It was some bullshit Chinese stuff that was coming out of there or whatever. But that the Chinese, this is ultra tin hat stuff. So I'm not putting by my word by that. But I'm just saying that it was from the standpoint of shutting down traffic for weapons to Ukraine. Mm. But I don't know. I have no. I'm sure most of those weapons are already in transfer, or
sure,
you know, ready to be delivered on
and
home
never
stones.
Needed to cross that bridge in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, anything else that we missed?
No, but I, you know, to kind of sum it up with Derek Van Orden, I know we directly called him out. I'm not going to talk much more about Gallagher because he's done, but I think he went out as a... I don't think he went out with the most honor that he could possibly, you know, show for Wisconsin,
right.
Represent for Wisconsin. I think he should have given that up. I think people in the 8th district, you know, congressional district could have voted somebody in for the meantime. I don't believe in sitting back and waiting for things to happen. And I think there are things happening right now that we could lose that majority. I think Derek's decision, again, Derek, you know, I can talk about reasoning all day long, but to me, Derek, you as an individual have not stepped up. I think you've said some conflicting things to show what it means to protect the Constitution. And I'm sure you would argue with that to the day you died, you know, because you've certainly put your life on the line. I'm not here to talk about your service. I'm here to talk about your service in a suit, not in uniform. So,
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Lee and I will be back next week. Hopefully, Derek Van Orden will be joining us to further discuss this bill. If not, then it is what it is.
We'll see in social media.
We will. All right. All right. Have a wonderful day.